Give him some praise tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated, you may be seated, you may be seated tonight. Acts chapter number 9, verses 10 through 16. Facing my fear. My fear. I don't know about you, but facing my fear. My fear. In life, we all face these moments. These moments in which, the truth told, we are afraid. I'm afraid that I may not have a job. I'm afraid that something may happen to my child. I'm afraid, Lord, that the test that I took on yesterday may come back positive with cancer. It's natural for us to be afraid. And if you're sitting here tonight and you're in denial because you say that I'm not afraid of anything, I'm afraid of you. See, because sometimes we can be so holy that we act like we're not human.
Jesus.
Because when God saves you, God doesn't cancel out you being a human being. So just because you go in the water doesn't mean that you come up and all of a sudden the stuff that you used to like yesterday, you no longer like it. All of that stuff is still there. It's not going anywhere. It's going to be there. You're going to have to pray and press your way through it. Now, as you stay with God, stuff will begin to drop off. But if you think that you get saved today and tomorrow it's a smooth sailing, I'm sorry, but somebody fooled you. The truth of the matter is, what I can guarantee to you is that the moment that you get saved, Satan is going to come after you. See, before then, he had you. Why come after something that I already have? But when you mess around and say, Lord, I surrender,
Jesus,
Satan is going to come and he's going to say, let me check that out. And so he's going to put one obstacle in your way and another obstacle in your way and another obstacle in your way. And then he's going to throw in something sweet that looks like a blessing from God. This is what I mean. Sometimes Satan will bless you with an increase in your job so that you'll spend less time with God. Oh, that could be nobody but God giving me a pay raise. Now, I got to miss church every Sunday, but that had to be God. So you got a talent and you can use your talent. And so now your talent is in the way of you praising God. Oh, that must be God. No, that's the devil tricking you. That's the devil putting a roadblock. And so he's going to push you out of the will of God. And so now when he gets you out of the will of God, what you perceive to be a blessing, you find out really was a curse in your life. See, sometimes the devil it's not a blessing, but he'll give you something so sweet that you say, could nobody do that but God. Remember, he's an imitator. And so that married man that you're seeing that paying your bills, that ain't God, sweetheart. No, sir. That's not God. You know that woman that's married and know that you married, but she keep giving you the goodies? That ain't God. Every time your wife won't do right, you run to her. That ain't God opening up the doors, opening up other stuff. No, no, no. I hope y'all okay with me being real. Satan sometimes will blind you.
Yes, he will.
And when Satan blinds you, he'll make you think that you have more power than you have. It's nothing like power to get you off track. It's nothing like somebody whispering in your ear how talented you are, how good you are, how you making a difference. And you begin to hear that foolishness. I remember when I first went in ministry, my pastor said something to me. He said, boy, when they say something to you, as soon as they say it, forget about it, because they walk away and say something about you.
Yes,
Yeah.
Woo, you just ministered that song. You know she's sleeping with DJ. Not you, BJ, another BJ.
That's what they do.
All right, man. That's all right.
Saul, from a child, Saul has always been around people that was persecuting the church.
Uh-huh. All right.
When Stephen was stoned, little Saul was right there. There's some people in your life that's been trained to kill you. So you keep telling folk your vision, your dreams, your goals, and you wonder why it won't go anyplace, because you're sharing it with the wrong person. Every person in your life that say, hey friend, really isn't your friend. If you meet 2-3 people in a lifetime and you have a true friendship, you're doing good. Now you will see a lot of people along the way, but you better believe they fair weather friends. You don't have to go through a storm. Just let the clouds come, and they're already gone. They're not going to even hang around.
You right about that?
Saul has been trained from a child up to persecute Christians. And so now he's grown, and now that he's grown, he goes and he gets authority from the chief priest to kill Christians.
Yes, yes.
Now, Saul is a mess. Watch this.
Mm.
It's something when you have to deal with your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing when you're dealing with an educated enemy.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
If you're a fool, I can outthink you. But if you're a smart enemy, you're setting traps and roadblocks after roadblocks, and I keep falling in. Because it's one thing to deal with an idiot who don't like you, but it's something else when the guy knows the language and he got connections. Saul had connections to help him to get his job done. And then he goes, and the next thing you know, he now has authorities. He has the papers to do it. And so he's traveling one day on the road to Damascus. And traveling on this road at high noon, going to Damascus, he's arrested by God.
All right, now.
You ought to give God some praise tonight, because there's some people who's been trying to get you, but God keep on arresting them, and he keep on blocking it, and he keep on tying it up, and he keep on preventing it. And you say, I thought you were going to get me, but look at God making a way for me. Look at God with a hedge of protection all around me. You got to look at God sometimes and say, God,
Thank you.
He first received authority. Then he was arrested on the road to Damascus. Now God knew who Saul was, but Saul had never met Paul. Saul is his Roman name. Paul, the same person, is going to become his Christian name. Now, y'all know I quite often tell y'all I'm bipolar. Bipolar. Because I can be in the natural one moment, and then I can jump in the spirit. See, but I know me. I know I don't live in the spirit. So every now and then, I have to check myself, because sometimes in the natural, I ain't in line with God. I'm just talking about me. I know y'all got it. I know y'all don't ever lust. Y'all don't ever think about anything. Y'all ain't ever tempted. I know y'all got it all together. I just want to talk about me. I know sometimes y'all all saved and y'all got it all together, but sometimes I struggle with what I see and what I want. I'm just talking about me. Y'all go ahead and keep praising God, because y'all got it all worked out. So you want me to lie because I'm a preacher and say, oh Lord, I'm always in your presence. Not me. Not me. But I thank God that he picks you up, turn you around, place your feet on and sinking at the same time, won't God step in and he'll pull you out? Won't God bring you out of something? Have you ever tried the Lord? God will make a way out of no way. He's traveling on the road to Damascus. And when he's traveling on this road, watch what God does to him. First, he has authority. Then he's arrested by God on the road. And now God says, I gotta give you some allies. The same people that he was going after to kill is the very same mate that I need to stop because I got a flat tire on a dark road. Right. Be careful how you treat folk when the light is up and you shine. Because the same people that you trip on going up, they'll trip you coming back down. You got to be careful how you treat people. So God says, the same one that you went after, I'm going to make that same person an ally. I'm going to put you on that person's team. Now, I'm just talking to you tonight thus far just about Paul. But don't forget, there's somebody named Ananias. So Paul is saying, okay, now God is switching me to his team. You see, remember what on the road, what Jesus says to Paul? Jesus says to Paul, he says, Saul, Saul. He says, why persecutest thou me? And so Saul is walking, and Saul, like, you know, I know where I'm going. I'm handling my business. I'm big balling. I'm shot calling. And I got it going on. I ain't got time. I got some papers in my hand. And I already got a retainer check. And I got the down payment. I know where I'm going. And Jesus says, Saul.
What's up?
I don't see nobody, but I hear the invisible God is a visible presence in your life. Sometimes you may not see him, but don't you count him out. Sometimes you may not feel him, but don't you count him out. Sometimes it looks like the enemy has you defeated, but don't you count him out. See, because one plus God equals victory every time. Sometimes God has to remove some things and some people out of your life so you can go higher. Oh Lord, why are you taking that one? Oh Lord, I need that person. And God is saying, shut up, boy. You don't need that. All you really need is to walk this thing out by faith. The substance of things hoped for. The evidence of faith. Not see. Fear. Fear is the false evidence appearing real. Sometimes what you see isn't real. You remember when you were a child and your parents say, believe half of what you see and nothing of what you... Did I say that right? Half of what you see and nothing of what you... See, because sometimes... Miss Alice, Carolyn and Jeff got married. I tell y'all this story before. Carolyn and Jeff got married. Carolyn and Jeff were members of church, if you don't know. Carolyn and Jeff got married. They were having their reception, BJ, at the hotel. They got married in the church, but they were having their reception at the hotel. I went to the hotel, BJ. I did. Preacher. Had a little collar on. I went. My mind said, what is she doing in the hotel? I forgot I was there.
She got you so
right, and she did it. What you doing here? I had to think about it for a moment while I was there. So what you see may not be real. You could have, somebody else across the street could have looked and said, I saw Tony and Mika in the hotel. Forget about everybody else out there. I saw them two standing in front of the hotel and they were getting ready to go back in there on round number two.
You know what I would have said?
Believe half of what you see, nothing of what you hear. Stop telling God what you heard. We're going to end right here. Sunday morning, I'm ready to go. Shift into Ananias. Now that you understand where Paul was. Now watch this. The same time God was dealing with Paul or Saul, he was dealing with Ananias over here. Watch this. You worried about an enemy, and God dealing with you over here. He's already took care of your enemies over there. Come on, give us a praise tonight.